Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, a journey into the deep, guided passage through the layers of self, where the old tensions unravel, where we return to the truth that has always been waiting. I am Tara Michelle, and it's my honor to walk beside you as we seek within, as we listen for the voice beneath all voices, the one that knows the way home. Find a quiet space. Let yourself settle, not just in body, but in breath, in heart, in the quiet chambers of the soul. Release the need to strive, to reach, to do. Here, there is nothing to force, nothing to fix. You are already whole. Simply be and let the journey begin. Come now and lay yourself down, not just your body, but the weight you have been carrying, the thoughts that press against your temples. Unseen burdens folded into your shoulders. Let it all rest. Whether on your bed or a simple mat upon the earth, settle into the arms of gravity itself. If you wish, tuck a bolster or pillow beneath your knees, an offering of ease to the body that has carried you so far. Draw a blanket over yourself, a gentle reminder that you are safe, held, and worthy of deep rest. Feel the solid presence of the surface beneath you, like the hands of the Great Mother cradling your spine. Close your eyes now. Turn inward to the quiet within you. How does your body speak to you in this moment? Listen. Adjust if you must, and surrender. Soften your jaw. Let go of all that has been unspoken. Release your shoulders. Drop the weight of the day, the year, the lifetime. Let your feet part slightly, unburdened. And now let the breath come and go like waves against the shore. Effortless, steady, ancient. There's nothing to force, nothing to chase. Just be. Let yourself listen now. Truly listen. Not with the mind that sorts and names, but with the soul that simply receives. The world hums and buzzes around you, a symphony of the unseen, a chorus of life stirring in its endless rhythm. There is no need to catch these sounds. No need to pin them down with names. Let them be as they are. Passing winds, distant murmurs, echoes of something ancient and ongoing. Do not reach for them. Do not chase them. Simply allow. Let them touch your eardrums like ripples on a quiet lake, playing lightly at the surface. Then fading away. No grasping, no holding, just listening, just letting go. Turn now to the sacred tide within you, the breath, the ancient rhythm, the first and last companion of your earthly life. Notice it. Feel the cool air as it enters, like the whisper of dawn against your skin. Feel the warmth as it leaves, carrying away all that is no longer needed. Together, we'll practice a breath that steadies the waters within, that calls balance to the body, to the heart, to the spirit. This is Somafriti Pranayama, the breath of even measure, the breath that teaches us the beauty of equilibrium. It is simple, yet profound. A 4-count inhale, a 4-count pause, the sacred stillness known as Kumbhaka. A 4-count exhale, a 4-count pause again. A cycle, a circle, like the moon waxing and waning, like the tides rising and retreating. If the breath wishes to flow without pause, let it. The essence of this practice is not in force, but in the gentle equalizing of what comes in and what goes out. Now let us begin. Place your hands upon your belly, grounding yourself in this body, in this moment. Or if you prefer, rest your arms at your sides, palms open to receive. Inhale through the nose for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold the breath for 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale through the nose for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. And again. Continue this breath, letting it move through you like waves upon the shore, steady, unhurried. Stay here for a minute, listening to the breath. Now let go of the counting. Complete this last cycle. Then return to the breath that is yours alone. Natural, effortless, wise. Rest here and listen to what silence has to say. Somewhere within you, beneath the noise of the world, beneath even your own thoughts, there is a knowing, a deep river of truth that has always flowed through you. From this place, call forth your Sankalpa, your sacred intention. This is not a wish, not a hope hanging somewhere in the distant future. No, this is a remembering of what is already within you. A vow whispered from the soul to the soul. Let it be simple, yet strong. A phrase that hums with truth. I am whole. I am light. I am exactly where I need to be. Now speak it silently to yourself 3 times. Let each repetition plant the seed deeper into the fertile soil of your mind, where it will take root, where it will grow, where it will bloom in its own time. Trust this. Trust yourself. The transformation has already begun. Now we begin a journey through the landscape of your own body, moving like a slow and steady river through each curve, each valley, each quiet resting place. This is a returning, a calling home of all the scattered pieces, a deep remembering that you belong to yourself. There is nothing to force. Simply listen. As you hear each part named, let your awareness drift there like a soft beam of light. Whisper it silently to yourself. Feel its presence, and then let it go. Bring your awareness now to your right hand. Right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the warm center of your palm, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, the right side of your chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, sole of your foot, the top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now let your awareness flow to the left side like a gentle wind shifting directions. Left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the soft cup of your palm, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, left side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, the sole of the foot, the top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now draw your awareness to the back of the body, this sacred expanse, the part of you that has carried so much, often unseen, often unspoken. Back of the head, the spine, lower back, upper back, the wings of your shoulder blades, the backs of your arms, the backs of your legs. Now the front of the body, the face of your being, the part that meets the world. Forehead, eyebrows, the space between the brows, eyes, nose, cheeks, lips, jaw, throat, chest, belly, hips, the front of your arms, the front of your legs. Now let your awareness expand beyond the parts, beyond the names. Become aware of the whole body, the space it occupies, the energy it holds, the life humming within it. You are vast. You are whole. You are here. Let us step into the realm of the unseen, where wisdom hums in the marrow of the earth and the heavens spill their knowing into our bones. Above you there hovers a golden light, ancient as the first fire, tender as the hands who have loved you across lifetimes. It begins to descend, slow as honey in sunlight, wrapping itself around you in a cocoon of warmth, a sanctuary spun from the breath of the Great Mother. This is the light of restoration, the light that has always known your name. It seeps into your skin, into your bones, filling every hidden hollow with a fierce, unyielding vitality. Now this light begins to grow, widening its embrace, forming a luminous shield around you. It is an armor not of steel, but of something far older, woven from the prayers of your ancestors, from the whispered dreams of the universe itself. With each inhale, it flares bright and bold, filling you with the knowing that you are here, alive, worthy. With each exhale, it unfurls, spilling into the space around you, transforming the air into a sanctuary of peace. Now let yourself drift beyond walls, beyond time, beyond the borders of what you've been told is possible. You are in the vastness now, resting in the arms of a great and starry sky. The stars glisten like embers, each one a story, a memory, a promise whispered from the lips of the cosmos. Here there is no weight, no burden, only the gentle hum of existence cradling you like a mother rocks her child. You are free. You are limitless. You are part of all that has ever been and all that will ever be. Let the golden light move through you now, like a river finding its way home. Let it cleanse, let it heal, let it mend the places that have long ached for tenderness. You are held, you are seen, you are connected to all things, and all things are connected to you. You are the light, you are the vastness. You are the breath of the eternal. As you begin the slow return, drawing your spirit back into the vessel of your body, pause here in this sacred in-between. Let yourself hover, soft as mist over water. Before you fully awaken, call forth your intention, your sankalpa, the seed of your deepest knowing. Whisper it to yourself 3 times. Let it settle into you, not as mere words, but as truth woven into the fabric of your being. Feel it take root. This is not a fleeting wish. It is a remembering. A remembering of who you are, of what you carry, of the path that unfurls before you. Let it live in you now, quiet but luminous, a steady ember in the hearth of your soul. As we come to the close of this journey, this return to the deep knowing, I invite you now to gather the gold you have found here, to tuck it into the folds of your heart, where it will remain, always within reach. You have not learned something new, but rather remembered something ancient. Before you leave this sacred space, let us place a mantra upon the tongue, a thread back to its deep well within. Om Mani Padme Hum. The jewel is in the lotus, a truth older than time, whispering that even from the deepest mud, beauty rises. Even in the darkness, wisdom glows. Even when we forget, the knowing waits. Take this with you now, this connection to your sacred center, this quiet certainty that you can always return. Whether you step back into the day or drift into sleep, know this: you belong to the vast and the infinite. You belong to yourself. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Thank you for seeking within. Thank you for remembering. Walk gently now and be well.